Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Fruit of the Spirit, Part 9. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be looking at the subject of faithfulness. Our Bible reading is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Before Larry gave his life to Christ, he was not a very honest person. When he was on campus, he had two girlfriends who didn't know each other. They both believed he was their one and only. His word meant nothing to him. He only said the truth when it was convenient. But he never considered himself to be an unfaithful person. After believing in the Lord and submitting to discipleship, he realized he could not continue in the old nature of sin and unfaithfulness. The more he understood the divine nature and sought to walk in it, the more repulsive lying and unfaithfulness were to him. Because of this, his faith was strong, and his pursuit of the knowledge of God was fruitful. There are many believers whose spiritual endeavors are fruitless because they are faithless. An unfaithful person cannot be a faithful person. Faith and faithfulness cannot be separated. Faith always produces faithfulness. Abraham was faithful to God because he had faith in God. Go into today remembering that bearing the fruit of the Spirit means walking in the nature and character of God. God is faithful, and so must we. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Mark chapter 1 to chapter 2. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Before we take the Bible reading, if you are listening to this devotional and you are not yet born again, but you want to give your life to Christ, you want to have the divine nature, you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior today, let's pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord Jesus, you will receive His salvation. Say these words after me in faith. Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I repent of my sins. I ask that you forgive me, cleanse me of all unrighteousness, and please write my name in the book of life. I confess with my mouth today that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to encourage you, visit our website. You'll find the link at the end of today's devotional text. Click on that link that says streamgloop.org and click on the menu in that website that says, Are You Saved? That will lead you to a web page where you will find resources that will help you grow. You can also contact any of the admins of any of our verified Stream Globe WhatsApp groups and let them know you have given your life to Christ and you intend to continue to grow in your walk with God. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading comes up next. Mark chapter 1 to Mark chapter 2.
The Book of Mark.
Beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and this was his message.
After me comes one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like and a voice came from heaven.
You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased.
At once, the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God.
The time has come,
he said.
The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
Come, follow me,
Jesus said,
and I will send you out to fish for people.
At once, they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went to the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out,
What? What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
Be quiet. Come out of him.
The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other,
What is this? A new teaching and with authority.
He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him.
News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew.
Come.
Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on him.
Thank you.
That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons. But he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed,
"Everyone is looking for you."
Jesus replied,
"Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come."
So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees,
"If you are willing, you can make me clean."
Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man.
"I am willing,"
he said.
"Be clean."
Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning.
"See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them."
Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man,
"Son, your sins, your sins are forgiven."
Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves,
"Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming.
Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them,
"Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins."
So he said to the man,
"I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home."
He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying,
"Oh, we've never seen anything like this."
Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth.
"Follow me,"
Jesus told him. And Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples,
"Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
On hearing this, Jesus said to them,
"It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus,
"How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not?"
Jesus answered,
"How can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot, so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If they do, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And people do not pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins."
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him,
"Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?"
He answered,
"Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions."
Then he said to them,
"The Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. So, the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath."
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.